following is an interview with Catherine Quinn Knowles, class of 1951, Mundelein College. The date is December 8, 1998. The interviewer, Mary Alma Sullivan, BBM, class of 1951.
Katie,
would you please tell us, for purposes of the record, your full name, including your maiden name, graduating class, your major, and your degree?
I'm Catherine Quinn Knowles. My maiden name was Quinn. I'm from class of 51. My major was English, and I got a BA degree.
Can you say something about your family and social background? For example, immigrant parents, working parents, brothers and sisters, wartime experience, anything?
Yes. Yes to everything. My parents were from Ireland. They both were working when I was at school. We lived in Edgewater, on the edge of Uptown, so it was really easy to get to school. They were very interested in my education because I was the first one in the family to go to college.
Mm-hmm. Brother.
My brother John was a really great guy. He was in high school when I was in college.
And he's still living?
No.
He died?
Isn't. He did die. He died young. He was only 49.
Oh, my. What was it? Heart attack?
It was complications of diabetes,
And the war, did that have much effect on you?
Nope. Don't remember it. Remember December 7th, the announcement over the radio, and I remember very little besides that. Yeah.
The end of the war and the death of Franklin Roosevelt, and probably the death of Franklin Roosevelt in my family, was bigger than the war ending.
Yes,
because
probably.
We weren't affected by the war. So.
No.
I mean, no one was
I don't think we
service.
Were either. I can remember stamps, rationing stamps,
mm-hmm.
And very little else.
Now, how is it that you came to attend Mundelein College?
Oh, I was at Clark College for my first year, and I had gone to Clark because I got a scholarship from Immaculata, a tuition scholarship, and I was homesick, very, very homesick. I mean, I could have been in California or, you know, Thailand or someplace. I was so homesick, and so my parents missed me very much, too. So I decided then to, and I really, my close friends were at Mundelein. So it wasn't really a tough decision to decide to come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But why Mundelein? Why not the University of Illinois? Or?
Well, because of the BVMs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you recall the activities, events, and or experiences you found most satisfying in your college career?
Yes, working on the magazine, definitely. I, as we said before, Mary, I absolutely love to go up to that office. Now, I can't remember if I started when I was a freshman. Maybe when I was a sophomore, right, or a junior. But I love going up there. I felt so comfortable there. Sister Irma made it a very welcoming place. She appreciated, your any tiny bit of talent that you had. So I loved it there,
and
that's what I remember the most.
And you also went on, didn't you, to be an editor of the publication?
Yes, co-editor with you.
Co-editor of the Review. What about
the Review?
Wasn't it? Weren't you connected with Quest, or not?
Oh yes, yes, I was too. That's right. Thanks for reminding me.
Maybe you could tell what Quest was, so that.
Oh, Quest was our year-end publication, wasn't it? Or did we do it? No, it was the poetry It came out twice a year. Yeah, I do remember. I've got the books there, you know, mm-hmm. in a prominent place in my. That's right. I'd forgotten that.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to stop it right here. Can you recall the activities, events, and or experiences in your college career that were the most challenging?
Oh, certain classes were very tough for me. And fear of big exams, for instance, comprehensives, they were very, and I remember the joy when I did get a good mark, you know, on the comprehensives. Science classes were difficult for me. But challenging, I don't.
And in your major, that was a joy, was it?
Well, yeah. Certain teachers, certain classes were just absolutely wonderful. I remember Sister Richard
mm-hmm.
and Newman class. Oh, gosh. I remember it to this day. Mm-hmm. I remember the room. Remember where I sat.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, in her tiny voice, you know, she gave so much. She was a brilliant gal, mm-hmm. really brilliant. And I remember work, I remember, this wasn't my major, of course, it might have been allied with my major, but I remember working in the library. I worked I did printing, I think, at that time, and other things, too, in the library. Loved that, mm-hmm. really loved it. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm thinking about it, it was joyful, for the most part, mm-hmm. my college years.
So then what would be the most enriching? And if we're going over the same
probably
ground.
Probably my courses in my major and working on the magazine. Mm-hmm. That was wonderful. You know, to think you could really do it and see it in print and,
mm-hmm.
and have some value to your thoughts. Mm-hmm.
Any frustrations?
Lots of frustrations. No, a few frustrations in certain classes or with certain teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll come back to that in another question.
Naming no names.
Oh, actually. Recollect your relationship with different faculty members, your experience of them. Pro and con, or if you choose, just pro. Can you say, for example, is there anything you would add to the what you've already said about
actually
Irma
no.
and
Richard
and Richard
and the one of the library nuns, and I'm afraid I don't remember
Clara maybe.
Yeah, it was
little
sister. yeah very kind.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very kind.
Mm-hmm.
And really that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And any really, really horrendous?
Yes, but you can't quote me on this. And I do remember it for a class in psychology. We were given some questions, and it's funny, I still remember. And I found the answers in the library, so I duplicated them and gave them out to everybody.
I think we were in collusion with it.
With my friend Mary Sullivan.
We were standing at the door feeling like we had really done a social service. For
yes.
our classmates.
Do you remember it, too?
But
it's not petty to remember.
Vividly.
And
the book, as I recall, there was only one copy of the book, and it could only be used in the library.
And I felt so good because I worked in the library, found the book, gave the answers to everyone, and to me that was the bottom line that we should all
mm-hmm.
know. I didn't know that the search for the book was the important thing. But if I recall correctly, our grades were lowered, and
I have no,
and we were publicly
reprimanded.
Very much.
And
so.
I have no hesitation in mentioning that it was Sister Mary John Michael, who went on to become president of a college.
I didn't realize that.
I think for 3 years after we, of course, after we left.
Oh, really? Well.
But yes, that was that.
We all
was,
learn and grow.
Well, I think that part of it was just being stunned by the fact that we would be considered, that it would be considered duplicitous or whatever. That was the thing that got me, because that was certainly not, it never entered my mind, and I'm sure it never entered yours.
No, it didn't.
We just thought
I was being a good person.
A good Samaritan. Anyway.
I'm so glad you remember.
Oh, absolutely, I do. In fact, I, from time to time, see Sister. She's in our infirmary now. And I, that's, and it's too bad to have to remember, because as I recall, she was a good teacher.
Yes, she was.
So it wasn't that, it was just, and just the way it was handled, I
yes.
think,
mm-hmm.
Was what. So if that's petty, we're both petty. If you could recollect now your relationship with various classmates, your experience with your classmates.
Best time of my life. Of my school life. Mary Sullivan, Myrnie Ward, Peggy Egan, Jean Schaefer, most of whom were friends from high school. And we were social friends as well as school friends. It was a really good time. Wonderful, wonderful women. Happy to have known them. I wish I had kept in touch with everyone.
You know, Peggy Egan told me an interesting story which is related to this, and it has to do with the fact that having gone to St. Scholastica High School and then coming to Mundelein, where so many people were coming from Immaculata and large groups from other schools as well,
mm-hmm.
and she just kind of assumed that they'd pretty well hang together, and she just kind of thought, well, I'm just going to go along and you know. And she said, she mentioned particularly the group from Immaculata in which she belonged, because she said it was there was absolutely no question. She was, it was not an exclusive bunch, and she was integrated just like.
And of course, part of that's because of Peggy's personality.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
it was great, great, great friends.
It was a great group.
Yeah.
And yet, it seems we had other friends. Peggy mentioned, for example, that she had another little group of friends that she had.
Yeah, maybe the girls from, or from her major,
uh-huh.
or from St. Scholastica. I still had some of the friends that I knew at Immaculata, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy Butler and Peggy Barrett, mm-hmm. that group. But nothing like that.
Katie, what did you do in the first 10 years after graduation?
Oh, let's see. I taught. I taught first grade and went to school some more because I wasn't an education major, you know?
Oh, yes.
So I had lots of courses to pick up.
Where did you do that?
They were various Board of Education courses,
uh-huh.
and they were, for instance, they were at different high schools, you know,
mm-hmm.
or at the board,
mm-hmm.
Or at the district office, and I also went to Loyola downtown to work on my master's in English, so I took courses there too, and I taught at Portage Park for a couple of years, and then I taught at Bateman, which was near my home.
Mm-hmm. So it was in the public school system.
Yeah, Chicago Public Schools.
Yeah, and then you continued to teach then?
Yeah, I did.
Even after you were married.
After I got married, and then after my daughter Ellen, you know, after Ellen was born, I took off I was home for about 8 years. And then a year or two after Meg was born, I went back because I had heard that it was a good time to go back, maybe only good time for a while. I could still choose my school,
mm-hmm.
per se. But I did have to take the teaching exam all over again,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which was a blow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I taught until 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And first grade,
first
primary?
Grade, all the time.
That's courage. That is courageous. I remember substituting one time for a first grade teacher. All I had to do was
really
go in there. And yes,
oh.
I mean, it was in a grade school, high school situation, and the high school was out for the holiday, but the grade school still was continuing, and I had to, and
oh
I thought
gosh.
It was a very orderly classroom. The sister who was there who taught it regularly, was kind of like a top sergeant. So everybody, you know, at every hour of the day, they knew exactly where they were to be and who was to collect what and who was to ring the bell. And
wonderful.
So
well,
from that point of view, I had no trouble. What got me at the end of the day, when I look back, was the continual sea of movement. I mean, even when the little folks were busy, they were busy.
And
they were very orderly.
Activities so often.
And they their little bodies just kept moving.
Yes, that's right. I can see that picture in front of me. Very true.
They just can't sit still, even when they're busy coloring or doing
difficult.
What they do.
You really have to change activities at the very least every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That
part
is hard.
Special
it's
calling.
Hard to get, yeah, it's hard to get used to.
Special calling. Can you describe in general your view of the education you received at Mundelein and the educational environment in which you lived for 4 years?
Oh, well, I think I took it for granted that I was getting a good education, and of course I was. I found out that later on, and I think I have a greater appreciation of what I read that someone else has written because of my, you know, English major. Definitely, I know that. And I've had a lifelong love of poetry. Ever since, and I'm a voracious reader. Although most of the time I think I'm reading mysteries, but I do love to read. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that had to do with my major.
One of the criticisms that has leveled at graduates of Catholic women's colleges has been that, well, there is no real competition. You know, and the premise being that competition is the thing that really makes you achieve. How would you respond to that?
Oh,
was there competition?
Yeah, definitely.
How would you characterize that?
I don't think it was the kind of... I always felt driven to do well. And I think that a lot of that came from myself, but I think a lot of it came from the other, you know, students and what was expected of me at school. And it was mostly friendly competition, actually. I never would have think someone would say that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they judging by what you do in life?
I don't know.
Because maybe that's what they're judging.
But that I think the argument being, well, life is competitive, and really, if you don't, actually, this is many of the people who say this are people on the fringes of ultra feminism. You know, who are saying, well, you know, if they were in the men and women's institutions, then the men would somehow pressure them.
Yeah, I realize, you know, what they're saying. I don't know but how they're basing that. I mean, maybe they're saying, well, you know, we don't have only 10% of the executives of big, large companies are women. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what they're basing it on. But, you know, I mean, for instance, a teacher, as you know, has such terrific influence, particularly if you're in an inner city school, mm-hmm. as I was for so many of my years. So I don't know what they base it on. Mm-hmm. I guess we have to find out.
For your experience, though, you experienced healthy competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's friendly competition.
Yeah. You expected to do well.
Oh, absolutely.
According to your ability.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, could you respond to one of these statements? I'll read them both through once, and then, you know, if you want, I'll repeat. So, which of these seems to be the most pertinent as far as you're concerned? It seems that Mundelein College environment during your college years supported both the Catholic religious tradition of the time and a climate of social responsibility. Or B, your religious faith was nourished but the encouragement of social responsibility was negligible. Or C, you were encouraged to have a keen sense of social responsibility with little or minimal attention to strengthening the Catholic religious tradition of the time.
Well, you know, I don't have to think about that. I think it's the first. That both
were
encouraged. Well, first, the courses we had to take, you know, that you actually did have to take some religion courses, philosophy courses, and so on. And social responsibility, you know, so much of that was inherent, I think, just in the way that our teachers were and the way they treated us. And I never thought about it as I have to go out and do good, or, you know, I need to. But, I mean, it was just there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just embraced teaching as part of that. I really mm-hmm. did, teaching mm-hmm. small children as mm-hmm. part of that. So I think they were both there. I'd be interested
for
to
you.
Know what other people said.
Yeah.
Did other people say they one over the other?
It's been a mixed.
Really?
But I think for different reasons. For example, Pat Karras chose B because, and the reason that she did, she said her religious faith, ironically, she's Greek Orthodox, her religious faith was nourished. But she said, to be honest with you, I had to go right home from school. And so I didn't participate to any great degree in the afterlife, you know, after class life of the college. And she said, and it's in those areas that, you know, that kind of thing would happen.
Yeah.
So it's everybody's, it's not necessarily taking another position from yours, it's simply to say,
right.
My life was such that,
from outside.
Yeah, that I really,
forces, right.
And then she said, whatever anything that I did by way of, you know, helping others or the needy, she said, I did in my own community rather than as part of the milieu of Mundelein. Yeah. Hmm. Which makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So, all right, now I'm looking here at some of the things that you were involved in. We talked about your being an English major, talked about the library and the review. You haven't said much about your creative writing, although you've touched a little bit on the fact that you had the opportunity. Do you remember Vaditz?
What? What?
Well,
what's it called?
Does that mean anything to you?
What is it?
Vaditz.
No.
From what I can gather, and this was in another, I don't know if it was Peggy Egan or who told me, it was a vaudeville, or it was a, was a little show or something that was done as a benefit.
Absolutely none.
Well, I'll have to.
I must have done very badly.
I don't know. Your
to
name.
Block it out.
Your name was mentioned as being one of the participants.
I don't remember it.
Okay. Well, as soon as I find out from my research, I will.
Right.
I will get back to you on.
Wow, I'd be interested to know.
Okay.
I can't remember. I mean, I can't sing. What would I have done?
I don't know.
Maybe I helped run it, you know?
You could have.
Maybe I sent the people on stage at the right time. No, I don't remember at all. Isn't that funny?
You know, as I recall at Immaculata, you were very active.
I was in plays there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was. But don't you remember?
Oh, sure.
We didn't have boys at that
right.
time.
Right, that's right.
And I had the honor of playing a boy in the senior class.
Well, I had the honor of being stage manager, so I didn't even get out in front of the audience. So, don't...
Fernando? It was in Ramona.
Uh-huh.
Remember? Oh, my gosh, it's so funny.
I just remember one at Immaculata where we... it was Dido and Aeneas meeting, and Rosemary Shaughnessy,
yes,
who is now
a
BVM, was the slave.
No, she was Mercury.
Oh, Mercury.
With a helmet, you know.
And the roller skates and fell down on her, you know what?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that. I
oh,
forget.
That's so funny.
Well, somebody was fanning Margie Carey as Dido and was laughing so hard that the fan kept.
Would that have been from Latin class?
That was from the fourth year Latin.
From Aeneas, yeah.
And
oh,
I remember looking out from backstage and looking at Sister Mary Frances Patricia.
Oh, yes.
And the expression on her face. We were probably the only group in the world in our Latin play that made a comedy out of the Aeneid.
Do we mean to?
It was memorable. Anyway. Do you have any stories or anecdotes or anything you want to add, any story that stands out in your mind, whether you were the central character or whether it was someone else?
I don't remember anything right now, but if I do, I'll write to you and let you know. No, I can't. No, I have lots of, I just have a problem remembering.
Remember anything about assemblies?
No.
Or
high school assemblies, yes.
But nothing about the cap and gown and assembly in our places? And
No, I don't remember that at all.
Maybe.
Weren't we on the stage for graduation?
We were.
Yeah.
We were on the stage, yes.
I can remember that. I can remember my mother bringing me flowers for graduation. Remember a group of us went to round table afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do indeed.
And, no, I don't remember anything else about assemblies. Oh, I think I remember Virginia Bellini giving a concert. Do you remember that?
That's
and she wore a beautiful white Grecian-looking gown.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that. I think that was, well, I mean, it would have been at Mundelein, but I think it was, during our years there. Might have been afterwards, I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I looked over the list of people from the outside that came into our assemblies, formal assemblies, where we really did have to wear cap, the seniors wore cap and gown. And really, the list of the people at the time that were really...
And I don't remember any of
celebrities.
Them. My gosh.
Now, that's not just in our senior year, too. That's over those 3 or 4
Can
years.
Can you name any of them? Do you remember any
Not
of them?
Right off. I think Graham Greene. Was it Graham? It was either Graham Greene or...
oh, wow.
Who was the fellow that wrote at the same time?
Graham Greene. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, it was somebody of that ilk.
Wow. Do you remember assemblies?
Yes, I do. I remember because I had to take attendance. It was a nightmare.
Oh.
Remember governors? The governor of a classroom?
No,
and you,
don't
yeah,
remember
well,
that either.
You were maybe spared. Anyway, you might have been an officer. Were you an officer?
Not in college, uh-uh.
But then they had governors of these homeroom groups. And
Oh my gosh, I don't remember assemblies at all. Isn't it funny? And I do remember high school assemblies very well. Remember when the Von Trapp singers came?
Yes.
Remember when Mr. Peanut came?
Yes. Do you remember Elizabeth Bentley?
No.
She converted to Catholicism from communism, and no one in the country would. She was an academic, and no one, of course, wanted to touch her with a 10-foot pole.
She came.
Immaculata? She was at Mundelein for a year, taught in the social sciences department.
Wow.
Sociology, I think.
I wonder if part of the reason that I don't remember a lot is because I missed the whole first year. And, you know, somehow you get into the spirit and of the school when you're a freshman. And I'm wondering if that... And I can't even remember if I worked. I've worked, you know, forever. I'm wondering if I worked when I was besides at school, I had an outside job.
Yes, I can tell you did. Yes. You worked at Harding's on Wabash.
That was when I was in college.
You were in college because...
Yeah, 21 South Wabash.
Yeah.
I remember working there, but I don't remember the dates.
And you might have even been in the men's grill, which meant big tips.
I don't
because
know.
I had a very brief, like 3 days.
Well, don't you remember?
You said the money can be really good,
no,
you know.
Wasn't that at Stouffer's?
Oh, was that Stouffer's?
Yeah. And then those Irish girls that worked there pushed us around. Do you remember that? We both
maybe.
Quit.
Was that in was that college? It must have been. I don't
it
think
was
I
college. Come to think of it,
freshman
right.
or sophomore year.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah,
wasn't it terrible?
It was the
oh
shortest job in history that I had.
Yeah, and then I went to Harding's.
Yeah.
And then my brother worked there too. Do you remember that? I
no.
got my brother a job there, and our personnel director was Miss West, and she came to me one day, and he was a busboy. And she said, Catherine, I just want you to know that when we tell your brother to clean out the bun warmer, it doesn't need to eat everything in it.
Obviously, she was soliciting your help.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be clear. So you know, splitting hairs is yeah. can be very.
Oh, gosh.
While I think about it, you had a year at Clark.
Yes.
And then, of course, you finished at Mundelein. Was there any kind of difference? I mean, granted, you were boarding at one place and commuting at another, so that was significant. But apart from that, in terms of the student body or the classes?
The student body at Mundelein was much more homogeneous than at Clark. At Clark, you know, we had girls from farms, and we had day people at Clark, and then, of course, we had boarders. And it was much different. Student body was much more different. But then, of course, in Mundelein, I knew so many more people.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why it seemed that way to me. But we were all city girls. We were all daytime, day students
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
at Mundelein,
mm-hmm.
and it made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I mean, you know, as sophisticated as we were not, we were more sophisticated at Mundelein than at Clark. Much more, I thought. Oh, excuse me.